This may not seem the most appropriate juncture in Norfolk economic history to blurt out blithely across the post office queue, "Bring back them good old lean times." Before I'm bundled off for a spell of proper fiscal stimulus chained to a manic supermarket till, let me explain how my unlikely battle cry could spell peace and goodwill as we hurtle towards the season of clamour and excess. It all started when I spotted a local character, ripe in years and yarns, leaning over the seawall at Cromer, putting the world and its problems behind him. He rested, ruminated, and pulled gently on a faithful old pipe. I watched him watching the waves just before darkness closed in and tea time called. A picture of twilight serenity bound to produce a potent mixture of envy, nostalgia, and hope for the future. A timely reminder that those with a clear inclination towards the slow lane or sleepy loke can make more sense of the journey. Memory serves me well with a colourful cavalcade of Norfolk stalwarts forever leaning, languishing and laughing at frantic antics passing them by. They lolled against walls, gates, hurdles, railings, hedges, straw stacks, even dormant farm implements like tumbrils, elevators, binders, ploughs and cultivators. They pushed back caps or weather-battered trilbies and garnered thoughts to share with anyone prepared to stop and give them the seal of the day. Gullible strangers, some of them surely planted by the tourist board, made for the best sport. Leaning was an essential part of the service. It must have helped pearls of wisdom slide along the slope of creation to reach the open-air platform of common sense at precisely the right moment. Main props on this country stage were fork, shovel, hoe, freshly whittled stick and a hand-rolled cigarette dangling unlit from the corner of a quietly determined mouth. A snoozing dog with one eye half opened acted as optional extra. Enter befuddled traveller wondering out loud why that signpost to Puckettery Parva is apparently pointing the wrong way. "Oh, that don't matter, old partner," comes the ready response. "All of us round here know the way to Puckettery Parva." A string of gloriously unhelpful suggestions follows reasonable requests for directions. A still-leaning sage scratches his chin and plays the archetypal Norfolk wag. "Which road should I take to Lower Dodman?" "You can take anyone you like. They don't belong to me."
"Well, how far am I from Dunspridden?"
"Oh, about same distance as me, I reckon." The traveller tries one more. "What's the quickest way to Honeysuckle Farm?" "Are you walking or driving?"
"I'm driving. Yeah, that's the quickest way."
While our stranger hops from one foot to the other in growing agitation, our trusty local carries on leaning and enjoying his time in charge. There's no real malice in his mischief, but perhaps more than a modicum of revenge for all those bogus accents and bucolic exaggerations in national television and radio drama productions from the Mamazet stable. I tried to look cool and casual in early leaning days on the Norfolk social scene. Sadly, taking up a sloping position at a pub bar always hinted I might be ready to buy the next round for a multitude of friends a few minutes behind. Leaning on a wall or a chair at the side of a busy dance floor sent a clear warning to nubile young sirens to avoid anybody unable to stand properly without support. I recall a smarmy third former on my arrival at grammar school whose playground cabaret consisted of a jabbing finger and shrill question aimed at smaller new boys. "Are you a PLP?" The answer, "No," was met with a horribly loud, "Oh, so you're not a proper living person." The answer, "Yes," sent him into minor rapture with a hideously cackled, "Oh, so you are a public leaning post." That was his cue to relax an ample form against a cowering tiny first former until laws of gravity and common decency intervened. That sort of escapade could have put me off leaning for life. Instead, I returned to my village mentors for fresh inspiration. I still try to follow their calm example whenever life's load becomes too heavy. It's better to lean and ponder than to buckle and curse. Go on, look for a lean spell during the next few weeks. It could improve your festive season.